We'll have further prayer.
天父，我们感谢你，因为我们能够来到你面前敬拜你。
Father, we thank you for we can come before to worship you.
主是你先爱了我们，主我们今天才能够坐在这里。
Lord, it is you who loved us first that we can sit here.
也是你先爱了我们，我们今天才能够活在你里面。
And it is you who loved us first that we can live in you.
更是因为你爱我们，我们今天才能够站住，能够与这黑暗的权势征战。
And also because you have loved us first, that we can stand before the power of darkness to have the spiritual warfare.
我们可以因着你的得胜，我们夸胜。
We can be proud in your triumph.
我们可以因着主你自己在十字架所成就的，主我们今天我们也能够因此而刚强。
We can be strengthened because what you have done on the cross.
我们不再看自己的软弱，自己的失败。
No longer do we look to our own weakness and failure.
我们也不看自己的成就，也不看自己的得意。
Neither do we look at our proudful things.
我们今天只看的乃是主你自己的笑脸。
We only look at your smiling face.
我们这样祷告，感谢，都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 让我们从以弗所书里面。我们来学习保罗所跟我们说的信息。
We'll look at the book of Ephesians, what Paul wants to share with us.
当我在看弥托森弟兄他所写的里面，他有一次他说，在以弗所书里面就可以用三个字来描写。
As I'm reading Brother Watchman Nee's book about Ephesians, he mentioned three.Words in the book.
第一个字他用的是我们需要做。
First is to sit.
第二个字是行。
Second is to walk.
第三个字他说是站。
Third is to stand.
那我自己领受了可能没有他那么深，所以我第一个觉得是第一个是知，知道的知。
And I want to put it another way. First to know.
第二个字活。
Second, to live.
第三个是靠。
Third, to buy, to trust.
如果我们知道我们在父神里面所领受，在主耶稣基督里面所给我们领受的丰盛，我们就知道我们做神的儿女是何等的荣耀。
If we truly know the richness in God and in Christ, and how glorious that is,
如果我们知道基督已经在神已经在基督里面拣选了我们的话
If we already know how God has chosen us in Christ
我们就可以知道我们如何活在他面前
We would know how to live in him
如果我们知道神已经预定我们借着基督的儿子的名分我们就会更宝贵我们今天在他面前的光景
If we could know that God has predestined us to his sonship,We would know how to live in Him.
如果我们知道他的爱子的宝血可以洗净我们的罪的话，我们今天会很快的来到他面前。
If we know that the precious blood of the Son could wash us from all sins, we would quickly come to Him today.
如果我们在基督里面，我们知道我们会得基业的话，我们巴不得今天就可以得到。
If we know how rich the inheritance is in Christ, we would but come to get it today.
如果我们知道我们在圣灵里面可以得到那印记的话，我们希望今天圣灵就跟我们说话。
If we know about the seal of the Holy Spirit today, we would want the Holy Spirit to speak to us.
我们如果知道我们得救不是因着我们所做了多好，而是因着我们的信的话，我们今天就要打开我们的心来接受它。
And if we know salvation is not by works but by faith, today we shall come over and open our hearts to get the salvation.
我们如果知道神在这边要建造他的圣殿的话，我们也知道他要成为那房角石。我们今天就希望能够更多的了解他。
If we know God is to build His holy temple in here, we would want to grasp the cornerstone and let Him build us.
如果我们知道基督的奥秘就是在教会，就是我们每一位弟兄姐妹的身上的时候，你会宝贵你坐在旁边的那位弟兄姐妹。
And if we know the mystery of Christ is in the church, that is you and me, we would pressure every brother and sister sitting by us.
我们都知道这些以后，我们才能够知道如何住在基督里面，或者是活在基督里面。
And when we know all these, we would know how to live in Christ.
那最后我说，为什么要依靠？
Lastly, why we need to be relying on Him?
到以弗所书后面，他说我们要依靠他的大能大力，做刚强的人，才能够穿戴全副的军装。
At the end of the book, he says we need to be to rely on his might and his strength to fight the good fight.
最后他还说要靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，警醒不倦。
And in always to in the spirit pray without ceasing.
我们今天我们要看到是中间那一段如何活在基督里。
What we would be looking at today is the middle part, how to live in Him.
因为今年我们的主题是遵他而行。
As our theme this year is to walk in Him.
就像上一次佛牧师跟我们提到，我们是去年，我们就是整个是生根建造，今年我们需要结果。
As Pastor Fun mentioned, last year our theme was to be rooted and built up, and this year we need to bear fruit.
那如果要结果子的话，我们需要活在他里面。
To bear fruit, we need to live in Him.
活在基督的所事里面。
Live in who Christ is.
那到底基督是什么呢？
But indeed, who is Christ?
在我开始讲以前，活在主里面以前，我先用在我们当中的肢体的一个情形来做我们开始。
Before I start, I'd like to use a real situation among us.
上主日下午我回去的时候，要路过 Shawnee Mission 跟 I-35 去接我女儿。
Last Sunday, I need to pick up my daughter.
我经过周伯母住的地方的时候，我心里就有一个好像扎了一下。
When I passed.Where the sister Chow is living, my heart was touched.
我还有多出十二分钟的时间，为什么不能停一下呢？
I have 12 more minutes. Why can't I just stop by?
与其在门口等我女儿，她是在那边练琴，我可以在外面等，我也可以来这边先。看望一下周伯母。
Instead of waiting for my daughter, maybe I can go in and visit her.
我身上还有我的姊妹，还有女儿们，其他的女儿们。
And my wife and other daughters are on my car.
我就问我姊妹说，可不可以停一下？她说，我圣灵有感动的话，你就停嘛。
I asked, can I stop? And she said, my wife said, if the Holy Spirit says to you, then let's stop by.
我开过头了，但是我掉个头回来。
I already passed, but I made a U-turn, come back.
那天我们去看周伯母，哇，她很清醒诶。
We saw her that day. She was very conscious.
那她很高兴，她认得我们，她看一下近，看一下我，她认得，哇，她很高兴，她把手举起来。
And she was very happy. She recognized us and she raised her hand.
她要跟我们握手。
She wanted to shake hands with us.
我记得往常我们去的时候是我们要去握她，要拉她的手。
We know we used to have to stretch out to her hand.
但上主日她手要来拉我们的手。
But last Sunday she went out and tried to hold us.
而且她有笑容。
With smiling face.
她讲她我们讲什么她非常清楚。
She was very clear. She understood all what we said.
而且她也想讲话。
And she wanted to speak too.
虽然我不清楚她要讲些什么，
although I couldn't get much,
但是我知道她要讲些什么。
But I somehow knew what she wanted to say.
最后我们说我们来唱诗歌。
In the end, we said let's sing hymn.
当然是我跟姊妹唱给她听，她没有办法唱。
And we sing to her.
那我们找灯，找不到灯，她很清醒，她床上拉一下灯，灯就开了。
We tried to find a switch and she was very conscious. She turned on the light.
唱完了诗歌，那我们做一个祷告就回去。
After we sang, we prayed, and we went.
我们说，我们从来没看过周伯母这么高兴。
We said we have never seen her so joyful.
她恢复得很快。
She recovered really well.
但是我们知道今天早上我们接到什么消息。
But we know what happened this morning.
神接她回去了。
God has taken her away.
我想详细情形不是我来报告，我只是报告前面那段。我们如果愿意遵照圣灵的话，圣灵会在我们心里面带领我们的道路。
What I want to say is, if we follow how the Holy Spirit leads us, He will lead us where we should walk.
那我们看一下，第一个，我们如何活在他的合一里面。
First, we want to look at how we should live in unity.
或者是住在他里面。
To abide in unity.
其实保罗原来这个字他是用走。
Actually, Paul used the word walk.
其实我们基督徒就是。 我们要如何地走在神面前？
To us Christians, indeed, we want to ask how we should walk before God.
但是我们用白一点的话来讲，就是我们如何地活在，或者是住在主的面前。To
make it plain, that is how we should live before Him.
那刚刚我们已经读了第四章第一节到第六节。We've
read chapter 4, verse 1 through 6.
这边讲到就是。 保罗第三节他说用和平彼此联络竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
Paul says in verse 3 make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace
第四节接着他说身体只有一个圣灵只有一个
There is one body and one spirit
正如你们蒙召同有一个指望一主一信一喜
Just as you were called to one hope when you were called one Lord, one faith, one baptism
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
所以我们需要在主里面，我们要能够合一。
We need to be united in the Lord.
正如以前前些时日，冯牧师也是常常的，就是用。 主耶稣基督他最后的祷告来勉励我们
As in the past Pastor Fong led us to look at the prayer of Jesus
还记得约翰福音第17章21节22节他怎么说吗
Do you remember John chapter 17 how he said in verse 20-21
他说主耶稣为我们祷告他说使他们就是使我们合而为一向我们就是父与基督合而为一
Jesus said that all of them, which talks about us, all of them may be one.
就像他跟父合一一样。
Just as you and I are one.
今天我们讲到好多的其他的字眼，合一，尤其是unity这个字。
Today, talk about unity, we have many words.
有很多的意思，像在 宇宙观的这些人文主义里面
In the
cosmic humanism
In the cosmic humanism
他讲的就是好像似是而非
Unity talks about
Something is not really true 那他里面他说对的跟错的其实到最后还是会合一
It talks about the truth and the false are really in unity.
所以你不管你怎么做都是相对的，到最后结果可能还是差不多。
Everything is relative. In the end, they will be the same.
所以他说，如果神造了有黑暗、有光明的话，最后可能还是在合一里面。
They said if God had created the light and the darkness, maybe in the end they will be united.
这些都是错的。
These are all false.
他甚至说，神造了那个撒旦的话，还是要显明就是基督的光明的一面。And
they said maybe when God created Satan, He wanted to show the light of Christ.
用这种对比的方式，把这光明的这一面显明出来。To
show us the light, with this contrast.
所以到最后，我们不管怎么做，到最后相对的还是都结果都一样。
And in the end, no matter what we do, everything is relative. At the end, we'll be the same.
这是一个非常错误的观念。
That is a very false teaching.
这个不是在主耶稣基督的教训里面。
This is not the teaching of Christ.
这边所讲的就是我们需要在圣灵里面所赐的合而为一的心。
Here unity says the unity of the Spirit.
而且我们在主里面，我们只有一个指望，一主一信一喜。
There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
还有就是一神。
And one God.
不是一个相对的。
It's not something relative.
是一个绝对的。
It's something absolute.
今天我们能够活在主里面，能够合一的话，是因为我们信了主耶稣基督。
Today we can be united, be in unity in the Lord. It's because we all believe the Lord.
所以这是第一个我们所需要知道的。
That's the first thing.
主他是合一的主。
Our Lord is the Lord of unity.
所以我们今天我们能够在基督里面，我们就能够合一。
Today if we can be in Christ, we can be in unity.
第二个我们再看下去，第二个是。我们看到以弗所书第四章十七节。
Secondly, we see Ephesians chapter 4 verse 17.
他说：“所以我说，且要在主里面确实的说，你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事。”
So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking.
我们在读二十节到二十四节，他说：“你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，就要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。”
And then verse 20 to 24.You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
所以这边我们学习到就是我们学了基督，我们需要把以前我们的旧行为、旧人脱去。
Here says that if we are learned of Christ, we shall put away the old self.
我们需要穿上一个新人。
And put on the new man.
这新人是照着神的形象造的。
Who is created to be like God.
有真理的仁义和圣洁。
In true righteousness and holiness.
所以第二个我们可以看到，活在基督的所事里面，我们是活在真理的仁义和圣洁里。
So secondly, we see to live in Christ is to live in the righteousness and holiness of Christ.
我们看一下哥林多前书第一章三十节，他怎么说
？And we can see 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
他这边他说，神又使他就是在耶稣基督里成了我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
And he said, God has made Christ.Our wisdom,
公义、圣洁和救赎。
God has made us Christ, wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
所以我们这边看到，基督他是智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
And we see Christ is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
他是不是他？他成为。他就是智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
It didn't say he will become. It says he is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
在以赛亚书五十三章十一节也这么说。
And as in Isaiah chapter 53,
他说有许多人因认识我的义仆得成为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
It says, Many will know my righteous servant, and he shall take away their transgression.
这边讲到义仆，就是讲到主耶稣基督。
It talks about the righteous servant, that is Christ.
他可以担当我们的罪孽。
He can bear our sins.
所以我们要活在基督的所事里面，这是一个非常重要的。我们是活在这真理的仁义和圣洁里。
That is very important for us to live in Christ, to live in His righteousness and holiness.
神, 祂是一个圣洁的神。
Our God is a righteous God.
我们如果没有圣洁的话, 我们不能够来朝见祂的面。
If we are not holy, we cannot come before Him.
我们需要分别出来。
We shall be separated.
从这世界分别出来。
To be separated from the world.
我们是借着祂的宝血。
By His blood.
的洗净, 我们才能够来到祂面前。
By the washing of His blood, we come before Him.
所以我们要活在基督所赐, 这个是需要我们明白的。
That's what we need to know to live in Christ.
第三个, 我们要活在神的爱里。
Third, we need to live in love.
我们看一下, 回到以弗所书第五章, 我们只看, 第一节, 第二节。
And we'll look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
所以你们该效法神, 好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样, 也要凭爱心行事, 正如基督爱我们, 为我们舍了自己, 当作馨香的供物, 和祭物献与神。
Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
所以这边有讲的, 要凭爱心行事。
Says to live a life of love.
这边我们知道, 神祂就是爱。
We know that God is love.
这是在约翰一书第四章十六节, 祂这么说。
As in 1 John chapter 4.
我们看一下, 从约翰, 一书第四章,
can look at 1 John chapter 4.
16到19节, 祂这边讲到, 神就是爱, 住在爱里面的, 就是住在神里面, 神也住在祂里面, 这样爱在我们里面得以完全, 爱里没有惧怕, 我们爱, 因为神先爱我们。
That God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him.
这边看到, 如果我们住在神的爱里面, 我们就是住在神里面, 这样的话, 我们的爱能够在祂里面, 能够完全。
That whoever lives in love lives in God. This way, love is made complete.
人的爱可能有缺陷, 但是神的爱是完全的。
Human love may not be perfect, but godly love is perfect.
昨天, 我跟几位弟兄去参加, 就是在the city, 有一个就是如何能够做更好的父亲。
Yesterday, we went to a seminar, yesterday, how to be an effective father.
我们知道都要爱子女。
We all know we need to love our children.
但是很多的时候, 我们爱的可能就是结果刚好相反。
But many times, the consequence of our love is the opposite.
或者我们觉得就是说我们只要提供很多的物质, 他们能够生活充裕就够了。
We think if we can physically provide all they need, maybe they will be good.
我们好像很少花时间跟子女之间有什么关系建立。
But we spend very little time on our relationship with them.
我们看他天天的长大, 或者是根本看不到, 爸爸经常在外面出差。
Maybe we see them grow up day by day, or maybe we don't even see it because we are out of town all the time.
转眼之间他们已经离开家了。
And before you know, they have left home.
所以昨天他就要强调就是我们需要跟子女建立起有一个好的关系。
So the speaker told us yesterday we need to build a good relationship with our children.
这个好的关系如何建立, 我们也需要跟神有好的跟父神也有好的关系建立。
To build a good relationship with our children, we need to have a good relationship with our Heavenly Father.
如果我们跟天父没有办法建立有好的关系, 我们如何能够跟子女有好的关系呢?
If we don't have a good relationship with our Heavenly Father, how can we have a good relationship with our children?
我们看到神祂爱我们, 就如我们爱我们的子女一样。
So we see God so loved just like we love our children.
如果我们活在基督的所赐里面, 因为祂就是爱, 我们就能够如此的爱。
If we love in who Christ is, because He is love, we can love.
我们看下一个。
We'll read the next one.
活在光中, 是在第, 五章第八节第九节。
Living light, that's in chapter 5, verse 8 and 9.
以弗所书,
Ephesians 5, 8 and 9.
从前你们是暗昧的, 但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女，光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
这边讲到我们今天在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
It says, we are today light in the Lord, we shall walk in the light, live as children of light.
约翰一书第一章第五节到第七节他也是这么说。
Just as 1 John chapter 1 verse 5 to 7 says,
对不起，第五章。
Sorry, chapter 5.
五到七节他这边说，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，我们若在光明中，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。
It says God is light. If we walk in the light, we shall have fellowship with him.
所以神他就是光。
God is light.
如果没有光的话，我们就迷失在黑暗里。
If we don't have light, we will be lost in darkness.
昨天晚上我在九点半才回到家。
I went home yesterday, last night at 9:30.
因为去把孩子带回来。
To pick up my daughter.
我孩子到了那个美洲的那个 Lake Ozark 那边的 music camp 去。
She went to a music camp in the Lake of Ozark.
那边路很不好开，都是黑七八乌的。
The road condition wasn't very good. It was dark.
我想钟真大概最清楚了，因为他以前在美洲跑。
钟真 probably knows well.
Highway 里面就是你走了二十分钟，可能旁边都是黑漆八乌的。
In the highway, you might drive for 20 minutes, and it was dark all over.
晚上开车实在是很疲倦。
Was very tiring at night.
它有一个诀窍。
But there is one secret.
我想你们大概都知道。
You probably all know.
就是跟着前面一部车子跑。
Follow the car in front.
因为他在这边带路。所以前面虽然弯来弯去，但是他已经先预备好了，我们就知道。
So he's leading the way, and all the curves, he just follow where he goes.
他这其实只是一个很小的光哈，我们看到前面车子的那个车尾的光，我们可以跟着他走。
And there's only a dim light, we just follow that light.
我们在主里面，我们不是一个 dim light, 我们是一个非常亮的光。
And in the Lord, it's not a dim light, it's a very bright light.
它可以照亮我们前面的道路。
He shall light up the way before us.
很多时候我们不晓得前面道路如何的走。
Many times we don't know how to walk in front.
尤其很多人我们在转换工作的时候，或者是转换事业的时候，我们不晓得该如何的做。
As many times we are changing jobs, we are changing our careers, we don't know what to do.
但是我们来到神的面前的时候，我们就有光照。
But if we come before God, we will have the light.
我们知道该如何的走，该如何的行。
And we will know how to walk and how to do.
甚至我们在教会里面，我们也可以知道我们该如何说些什么话。
And even in the church, we will know what to say.
这些话才能够造就，才能够帮助别人。
And those words can edify, can build up.
如果没有这光照的话，很多时候我们讲人的话反而是伤了人。
Without those lights, we speak human speaking, and those probably won't do good.
所以我们需要。首先接受他的光照。
So we first need to take his light.
我们才能够活出像光明的子女一样。
Then can we walk, can we live out the light?
最后一个我们看一下，是在第五章第十五节。
And lastly we'd like to look at chapter 5 verse 15.
他说，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise.
所以这边讲到我们需要活在智慧里。
So here says we need to live as wise.
刚刚我们已经在哥林多前书第一章三十节，我们看到主耶稣他就是智慧，我们的智慧。
We have just saw in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, God has made Christ our wisdom.
在哥罗西书第二章第二节到第三节，他这么说：“他说，使我们真知道神的奥秘，就是基督所积蓄的一切智慧知识，都在他里面藏着。”
And as in Colossians chapter 2 verse 2 and 3 says, that we may know the mystery of Christ, the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
这边讲得很清楚，所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在主耶稣基督里面。
In Christ, who are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
其实这要给这些要去大学的这些年轻的姊妹们是最好的一句话。
And this is the best word to give to those who will go to college.
他们要选择学校或者是要读什么科系的时候，我们首先要认识我们的主耶稣基督，因为一切的智慧知识都在他里面。
And you pick what school, what major to select, you shall know that all the wisdom is in Christ.
这样的话，你们去学习的才不会被很多的那些奇怪的教导摇来摇摆来摇摆去。
And so when you go out, you will not be shaken by these strange teachings.
我们看到基督。他有一切的智慧。
We see that Christ holds all the wisdom.
如果我们有了这基督的话，我们就知道如何活在这智慧里面。
If we have Christ, we would know how to live in this wisdom.
所以我们刚刚看了这五点里面，所有的他都是说行事，中文是说行事，但是英文是说 live.
And all these five places we saw, as the Bible says, to live.
或者是原来意思是说 walk 是走走在那上面
or to walk to walk upon
那我们的 outline 是写住在这里面也可以
and our outline says abide that also is appropriate
我们看到我们如果活在基督的所赐里面我们就知道如何的合一
if we live in Christ we would know how to live in unity
如果我们住在基督里面，我们就知道如何活在真理的仁义和圣洁里。
If we abide in Christ, we will know how to live in righteousness and holiness.
而且我们知道如何的活在爱里。
And we know how to live in love.
而且知道如何活在光里。
And how to live in light.
而且知道如何的活在智慧里。
And how to live in wisdom.
很多时候。神要我们活的光景是不愿意我们是不愿意接受。
Many times we are not willing to live as God ordained.
或者是我们去的学校不是我们要读的科系。
Maybe the school we went to is not the one we wanted.
我们所做的工不是我们所要的。
Maybe the job we got is not what we wanted.
或者是我们所要去做的我们想做的工今天也没有工作。
Or maybe we want to go to work, but we don't have a job.
或者是我们所要做的事业好像很好，但是好像神把门关了。
Or what we look is good, a good career, but God never opened the door.
我们会问，我们如何活在这神的所事里面呢？
And we may ask, how do we live in God, in who God is?
好像神给我们都是十字架的功课。
As if everywhere is the cross.
有时候很难，有时候很难，就是在这个环境里面。
It seems difficult.
我们有时候会抱怨。
And we may have complaints.
有时候我们会说，我们今天怎么会落在这样的下场呢？
And we may even ask, how can we end up like this?
那我们信主的跟没有信主有什么差别呢？
What's the difference that we believe in God and those who don't?
那或者是我们看到我其他他们没有信主他们反而就是做得很好
or maybe we see those who do not believe in God may have a better ending
那我们信主了怎么会还会碰到这些事呢
how can we those who believe in God have such situation
所以我们就在心里面有一个疑难或者是有一个问号
so we have a doubt in our heart
最近我看了一本一个作者是在荒漠甘泉里面所写的。
I was reading the book, Stream in the Desert.
他教导我们如何能够活在主所量给我们的环境里面。
She shares about how we can live in what God has given us.
我可以跟你们分享。
I can share with you.
你们有没有看过一种鹅？它是叫做帝王鹅 ，Empire 马。
Have you seen empire moth?
他们如何从他们的茧里面出来？
How do they come out from their
cocoon?
Cocoon.
我们看到蚕的茧是很圆滑的。
We see the cocoon of
silkworm. 但是这种蛾它的茧就像我们喝汽水瓶一样有一个 bottleneck.
The cocoon has a bottleneck.
这个瓶颈很小。
It's very small.
蛾出来的时候非常困难。
Very difficult for the moth to pass through.
有时候就是要一两天的时间它才能够通过那个瓶颈。
May take 1 or 2 days to pass through the bottleneck.
这作者他说他可能工作的关系他要观察这个蛾从那个茧里面出来。
The author was observing how the moth could go through.
他看了半天那个蛾只有一个头出来。
And after a long while, only the head is out.
整个身体还是在那个茧里面没有办法出来。
The body is still in the cocoon, couldn't get out.
他看这个蛾好像很痛苦的样子。
And that moth seems to be very painful.
所以他觉得说他可能需要帮一下忙。
And she thought she might have to help.
所以他去拿剪刀把那个瓶颈的地方剪大一点。
She took a scissor and opened up the bottleneck.
那蛾马上就可以出来了。
Right away, the moth came out.
但是出来这只蛾，他看他的身体却是非常的肥胖。
But the body of that moth was very fat.
翅膀很小
very small wing
他看到出来以后在桌上只能在那边绕圈子很痛苦的在那边绕圈子没有办法飞
and moth was on the table circling around couldn't fly up
然后他去看一下研究一下这种蛾它的生态
and she went out to study about the moth
他才知道这蛾需要经过那样的瓶颈出来以后他身体里面那个汁液才能够被挤到翅膀里面他的翅膀才能够整个张开
Then she realized only when the moth goes through the bottleneck can the nutrition in the body go into the wing
这翅膀张开的话他才能够飞
And then the wing will open up then it will fly
所以他看这个蛾很难出来之后他一旦一剪的话反而是害了这只蛾
And when she opened up the bottleneck, she really damaged the moth.
所以神量给我们环境一样的是这样的光景。
Same thing with what God has given us.
我们很喜欢走捷径。
We would like to take the shortcut.
很可惜，我们走了捷径出来后，我们可能不能飞。
But very pitifully, if we take the shortcut, we still couldn't fly.
我们出来的光景可能只在地上。转几圈，我们没办法飞，可能就这样子就死了。
And we'll be just like circling around, and then we will die.
但是经过那瓶颈的话，那个他身体的汁液到了翅膀里面，整个翅膀可以张开，他出来以后他可以飞了。
But if you go through the bottleneck, the body fluid will go into the wing, and he will come out and fly.
所以好像有时候我们觉得神怎么给我们这样的环境怎么给我们量给我们这样的光景
And sometimes we ask how God can give us such things
有时候我们希望这光景可以少一点或者是简短一点
And we'd rather these things would be smaller or take shorter time
但是我们出来后我们可能不是在主里面我们不是那么成熟
But then if we come out we won't be as mature
我们没有办法尽神给我们要尽的那份。
And we couldn't take the responsibility that God wants to entrust us.
所以今天神量给我们的光景，我们应该称谢神。
So whatever God gives us today, we shall give thanks.
或者是两个月，或者是半年，我们不晓得。
Maybe 2 months, maybe half a year, we don't know.
或者是时间更长。
Maybe even longer.
但是我们回过头来看，我们会感谢神给我们量给我们这份。
But as always, if we look back, we will give thanks to God.
让我们知道如何的活在神面前。
And we know how to live in Him.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
恩主，我们感谢你，因着你的所赐，我们能够活在你面前。
Dear Lord, we thank you. Because of who you are, we can live in you.
主，我们如果看我们可怜的光景，我们不知道如何活在里面。
If we pity ourselves, we don't know how to live in you.
但是今天，如果我们接受了你，我们有了这主耶稣基督的话，主，我们的情形不一样。
But today, if we receive you, we have Lord Christ, our situation will be different.
我们是活在你的合一里面。
We live in your unity.
我们是能够活在真理的仁义和圣洁里。
We can live in the righteousness and holiness of the truth.
我们也能够活在主你自己的爱里。
And we can live in your love.
主，我们也能够知道如何活在光里。
And we can know how to live in light.
我们更知道如何能够活在智慧里。
And even wisdom.
主，就求你今天开我们的眼睛。
Lord, we ask that you open our eyes today.
让我们先知道主你所为我们成就的救恩是何等的可贵。
That we know how precious salvation is.
也让我们知道我们今天已经在主里面的人，主我们是何等的，是何等的啊被祝福的。
And how blessed we are those who are already in Christ.
主让我们在这地上短短的年日里面，主我们能够活出主你自己来。
May we live out you.As we are living on the earth,
让你自己的见证，让你自己的话语能够传到我们周围的人。
That your testimony and your words can spread out through us.
主，让你自己的名在这边被称许。
That your name may be praised here.
让你自己的身体能够在这边增长。
That your body can increase.
主，我们谢谢你跟我们说话。
Lord, we thank you for speaking to us.
祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 诗歌314首。